Good morning.
A beautiful, bright, sunny day here in England. What is it like on the border where you are?
It's a sunny, bright day, but very chilly. There's a real chilly breeze in the air.
So how have you found your first few days in that war-torn country?
To be quite sure, it's the country, the part that we've been in Ukraine, is very much like any other country. The only things you notice when you travel over, when you travel over during the day, is there's not a tremendous amount of traffic about, and there's no any road sign with a place name has gone. They've taken them all down. And when you travel over at night, when it's dark, there's next to no lights on.
And I guess these signs have been taken down to confuse the invaders.
I suppose so, if ever they got that far. Yeah, I would imagine. I can't think of any other reason why. But apart from that, so you wouldn't know there was anything going on in the bit we've been into.
But you are making such a difference. I've seen these great big tents that you've unloaded your lorries into. And more importantly, the reason you're there, I mean, everyone needs the help, but you especially went to help the animals with no homes, animals that have been separated from their owners, which is so sad. How have you found that?
It's quite moving, really, quite emotional. We picked up some dogs yesterday and we dropped them off at the shelter last night. I think we ended up getting back to the hotel at about 1 o'clock this morning. And out of the ones we picked up, they were all homeless, apart from three that were in transit via their owners. Obviously, their owners left them, put them into a shelter to move them over to collect them again at a later date.
And let's hope that soon.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, but some of the ones we brought over, one of them I decided is coming home with me.
And he's gorgeous. You've sent me a picture. Have you got a name for him yet? Or is that going to be a decision for the wife?
That'll be a decision to be made later. His passport says its name is Pixie.
Oh.
So the vet's got to do a couple more things to get it UK legal. So that should all be done for Wednesday morning. And I've just arrived at the kennels because I pinged some photos over to the wife yesterday of other animals we were bringing over that already have passports into this rescue. And she's home to two of those.
That's amazing.
So I'm here just to have a chat with the vet again this morning. So just to make sure he gets the right ones, those two ready for a pickup on Wednesday.
So you've got a couple more days left before you come back to Blighty. How are those going to pan out?
I'm not sure. I think this afternoon we're ferrying supplies around again. That'll be our day taken up today. Not quite sure what we'll be up to tomorrow. We don't normally find out what we're doing. Sometimes it's even last minute. You just get a phone call. Can you go? Yeah. Can you get in your van? Can you go here? There's dogs the other side or the Ukraine side of the border. Can you pick them up and bring them back? But they've had a fair bit of trouble the last few days. Is one of the transports arrived at the Ukrainian side to come into Romania, and they were turned away. Which put a bit of a spanner in the works. So yesterday, Steve was running across the border in a borrowed van, and I was sat Romanian side in my van, and there was a car transport sat Ukrainian side, and we were allowed to bring them through five at a time, which seems a little bit silly, but yeah, we got them all over in the end.
And just give us an idea of what it's like, because just from where we live, I know you're not the only person who's made the journey. Malcolm from Terrington went over as well. And I know there's some guys from Wisbeach that have been in that direction. Is there like a convoy of trucks? I mean, is it literally like that? Lots and lots and lots of people and you just all come together and do what you need to do?
Yeah, there's lots and lots of people from all over Europe, not just the UK. We were sat having breakfast this morning with a couple in our hotel. A man and a woman. We thought when we first met them they were man and wife, but they're not. The bloke's been over here a few days, and he picked the woman up from the airport, and they've been out, they've sort of partnered up and been out and about for the last few days. I think they're here until Tuesday. But wherever you look, there's Italians, convoys of four or five vehicles, Germans, again, with convoys of three or four vehicles, all over Europe, There's, just normal people like you and I who've got a van who'd think, okay, let's fill it up and go.
Well, look, best of luck with your last few days. Stay safe. And when you're home?
Our ferry back to the UK is 8 o'clock Thursday evening. Yeah, so we've got another couple of days.